250 subscribers. Who would have thought it? I mean, it's not like we got anything big to celebrate, is it? Well, 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 250 subscribers. This is a day I didn't think would be coming for a little while, to be honest. Thanks for bearing with us on content, guys. Real life has been interesting. Like, this kind of interesting.
All I'll say is life does hit harder than a Rafi Quirk tackle sometimes.
Everything has been happening behind the scenes. But has that stopped us from getting things like the birthday marathon over the line? Of course it hasn't. We've got reviews out on the blog for Forgotten Thunder, Minions, and Lightyear. All of the big films that are playing in UK cinemas at the minute. But for the 250 subs thing, I wanted to do something a little bit different. You'll remember, roughly this point 2 years ago, when the last movie from this particular director was about to hit cinemas, we did a bit of a trailer reaction for it.
We're having a plane.
No! No!
That part is a little dramatic.
Now, one downside to that, it was filmed at 1 a.m. in the morning, because it came out in Fortnite. Remember when that was a thing? But seeing as it's 250, we might launch another new series, Smit Reacts, where I react to some of the newer trailers. It's quick, it's easy, and it means I don't have to do any more visual gags, so it'll bog down the edit. But I have deliberately held back on watching the Oppenheimer teaser, just so I could actually watch it on camera. Because it's been well documented on this channel, but I am a big Christopher Nolan fanboy. We did a whole podcast around the time Tenet came out, reviewing pretty much all the Nolan films, with the exception of Insomnia, because I've not had a chance to get around to that yet. Like I say, real life's been interesting lately. But I really wanted to watch the Oppenheimer teaser on camera. A, because I don't know much about it. All I know is it's about the guy that made the atomic bomb happen, and that Cillian Murphy's in it. So, this better be worth the hype. Damn. I don't know what to say to that. It is the epitome of a teaser trailer. Very unique little teaser trailer as well. I'm not sure whether it will come across in the edited version, but the countdown element of it. Like, there is a live stream that Universal Pictures are running at the minute. That has a customised version of that trailer. He's literally counting down to midnight of the film's release in 2023. I mean, I'm just putting a live version of it on now. 11 months, 12 days, 17 hours. It is literally counting down to midnight of launch day for this film. And visually, it is another really strong Nolan film from what they've released so far. The IMAX element will be a bit more of interest because it's pure digital power. It doesn't give much away though. That's the thing with these big Nolan trailers. It does not give too much away in terms of the plot, the general themes. it will be interesting as well, because this is the first time he's done a proper adaptation of a pre-existing book since Batman and The Prestige. He's done a lot of predominantly original stories around, sort of like realism and sort of messing with time and memory. It's good to see him tackling a bit of history, and with a new distribution partner as well, with Universal coming on board rather than Warner, partly because of the HBO Max strategy, which didn't that work out well. But in fact, by the time you watch this, HBO Max will probably been canned, because we're filming this on a Wednesday night. Warner's upfront is tomorrow, and the rumour is they're going to get rid of HBO Max and merge it into to Discovery Plus. So every time a new Nolan film comes out, we seem to be at a big moment for the industry, not just in terms of like COVID, but in terms of like moving on. But in terms of what we've seen about Oppenheimer, though, I'm going to need a prologue. I'm going to need a prologue to be sold completely on this film. It's a difficult enough sell at the best of times. I just don't know what else to say, really. But moving on from the Oppenheimer teaser, onto stuff a little bit closer to home. We have a couple of visual reviews in the works for all the stuff from the marathon. We do have a couple of episodes of this thing in the works as well, one of which I've been working on for a while now, about the history of the BBFC. We can't give you firm dates as to when that journal will be going out, because I don't want to overburden myself too much. If anything, the reason why I've taken this long of a break from YouTube is because there was a lot of editing that was getting the better of me. So we're going to take our time on the edits going forward. I mean, we said it in the last journal, there's going to be no firm release schedule for the journal going forward, just to make it a bit easier. So the best way to find out when we're going to put out new content is by either following me on Twitter at TheJackSmith or Smith on Film, or subscribing and clicking the bell button to stay notified on when we upload next, because we've got a lot of good ideas in the works, a lot of interesting ideas as well, not least when it comes to Cinema 101, when it comes to the journal, when it comes to talking some about film reviews. There's a lot of content, but you gotta bear in mind it's just me editing all of it, so there's a lot I have to contend with behind the scenes. But enough moaning. Let us know what you thought about the Oppenheimer teaser in the comments below. We do try our best to read every comment. But honestly, though, thank you all for all 250 of you for subscribing. It means an absolute world. There's like 3 years worth of content on this thing. 3 series worth of the journal. There's all the old live stream talking to me about film episodes. There's all the old Rip Ticket review as well that I did with Dan back in the day. There's a lot of good stuff on here. It's like a little gold mine, and we only want to build on it. So let us know what kind of content you want to see on in the comments or on the Discord server as well, because we do want to broaden that Discord server up a little bit more. But until our next little bit of content, I've been Jack from thejacksmith.com. I have some, randomly, I've got some cricket to go and watch. 100 starts tonight. Some of the only sport I watch over the summer when there's no rugby. But until our next bit of film-related content, we'll see you at the movies.